Reed and Dallas wake you up right.
Great morning show.
You had me at elderly lobster.
I listen all morning long.
Stay me some shrimp.
In the car on the way to work.
Crab legs is a good answer.
They're making radio fun again.
I like the butter.
Kincaid and Dallas.
It was a heart-wrenching interview yesterday that Ashley Judd did with Diane Sawyer on Good Morning America, but she answered a lot of questions, and she and the family wanted to get ahead of any gossip that might happen.
And I'm tasked with an exceedingly difficult task in disclosing the manner of the way my mother chose not to continue to live. And I've thought about this so much because once I say it, it cannot be unsaid. And so, because we don't want it to be a part of the gossip economy, I will share with you that she used a weapon. Mother used a firearm.
Oh, if you saw any of the interview, just heart-wrenching. But the clips of the interview were they were all over social media yesterday. And I got to tell you, I give them props for jumping in front of this. Mm-hmm. I really do.
So they wouldn't let the tabloids have it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that was such a smart move on their part.
It's so, like, I don't know what better word for it is, but it's so silly that they have to do that.
I know.
That the tabloids would even go after it in the first place.
It's because the media in this country sucks.
I know,
because
they want to
exploit, you know, that particular media, not all media, but that particular form.
Yeah,
you
like know, a they, celebrity they, gossip
exactly.
type.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Listen, it's people's morbid curiosity, especially with celebrities. Somehow we feel like we are entitled, and this is not how I feel. I respect your privacy.
Me either. Absolutely.
So many people feel entitled. Well, I need to know.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's not your
really
business.
Don't.
Yeah. You didn't know them personally. Exactly. You don't need to know that.
Exactly.
It's none of your business.
You just need to know that they are not here anymore. You don't need to know any more details.
Exactly. And such a sad thing. There was a friend coming to visit, and Ashley actually went to let them in the house. And while she was gone in that short period of time is when her mother took her life, and then she is the one that found her.
Oh, that is so sad.
Yeah. The interview was heart-wrenching, but I just had to hand it to her for going through that. Garth Brooks has set two new records in Edmonton. Y'all, check this out. His concert on Saturday, June 25th at Commonwealth Stadium, the fastest sellout ever, 122,000 tickets sold. So then his show on Friday the 24th, it sold out. The most sold for a tour in history at the stadium.
Wow.
How does he do it?
I mean,
that's insane.
People are Garth crazy. They are Garth crazy.
Wow.
Think about it. Everything we've gone through, he is comfort food for your ears.
He really is.
And amazement for your eyes. So I think it's just like, I'm going to see Garth.
And another thing to think about is the kids that listen him to, you know, that love him today, they grew up because their parents were listening to Garth.
It's all new. They never saw him. Yeah.
It's kind of like the big, you know, the circle.
The circle. Yeah.
The circle. Y'all, guess who's going to be a granddaddy? Oh, my Lord.
Garrett Loudon.
Ozzy Osbourne.
What?
Ozzy is going to be grandpa. Kelly is expecting her first child with Sid Wilson.
Grandpa Oz.
Yep, wow. Grandpa Oz.
Wow, that's wild.
Adele? Grandpa Ozzy.
Grandpa Ozzy. I love that. Adele recently bought, I am so jealous. She bought Sylvester Stallone's house. She paid $58 million for it.
Wow.
Yeah, she did.
That's all?
But y'all, it comes with a poolside Rocky statue.
Yeah.
You think she's going to get rid of that?
I hope not.
She said she's keeping it.
She did say that.
And her neighbors, Lord, Denzel Washington.
Wow.
Magic Johnson, Justin Bieber, just to name a few.
Good people.
Gotta love that. And Ludacris. Ludacris recently received an honorary bachelor's degree of science in music management from Georgia State University, and he celebrated by buying himself a private jet.
Must be so nice.
I love the Luda. Yeah. I'm Dallas, and that is the dish.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
Not a bad luck situation today, although some think, I can't do anything. It's Friday the 13th. I got to be careful. And these are the things we're super superstitious about. Okay, I never knew this was a thing. White cigarette lighters.
What?
Do you know about this?
Yeah.
Okay, Garrett knows
that's
about
a thing.
This.
Yeah, they're bad luck.
Yeah, there's a myth because
white?
Of, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Kurt Cobain all had white cigarette lighters when they passed away.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people think that's bad luck.
I think all three of them had some other things going on besides white cigarette lighters.
I think their lighters were the least of their worries.
Yeah, me too.
Amanda, explain this to me, okay? I've never heard this one before. Passing a cemetery, you're supposed to hold your breath.
Until you see a white car, yeah.
Or a white lighter.
No, that's different. That's
no,
bad luck.
Not the white lighter.
And being on the 13th floor of a building. Okay.
Whatever. Right.
Ironically, 13% of these people in this study said it was unlucky. Well, now they're unlucky.
Yeah.
They're part of a 13%.
Yeah. I've never been superstitious.
Neither am I. 3 sixes in a row freaks people out.
Yeah. Listen, my birthday has 3 sixes, so, you know.
Explains so much. Wait, why did people freak out? There's something to opening an umbrella indoors from a long time ago.
They always say it's bad luck.
Yeah. I don't care. My kids do it all the time.
Yeah.
Seeing an owl.
Oh, I love owls.
I know. They're cool.
They're so
Wait,
cool.
That's supposed to be bad luck?
Yeah. I feel lucky when I see one. I hardly ever see
one. Oh, I think they're beautiful.
Them.
Yeah.
They are. Black cats. Oh, they're adorable.
Yeah. You're supposed to make an X on your windshield if one crosses in front of you.
Did you guys know that black cats are the least adopted?
I did.
Cats?
I know. And I hate that because I love black cats.
Yeah, that's
super sad.
They're so cute.
I know.
Go get one today. Breaking a mirror. 7 years of bad luck.
I've done that twice. Mm-hmm.
I always get that confused with how long bad credit stays on your credit report.
It's the same.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hilarious. Same thing. Stepping on a crack.
Break your mama's back.
Yeah. And the number one thing we're superstitious about, walking under a ladder. That's just dangerous. I think it's just stupid to do that.
Yeah, that is dangerous.
Yeah, that is dangerous.
Especially if the paint can falls on your head.
Yeah, there's someone on the ladder.
The only thing that I ever, you know, on New Year's Day, I don't wash clothes because my grandmother always said you're going to wash away a family member that year. So that is the one thing that I never do that, but that's about it. Because my grandmother was right about everything.
One time when I was a kid, fifth grade specifically, I had, my sister had a, I just lost the word for it. A spirit stick.
Uh-huh.
You know how I can bring it on? They're like, don't drop the spirit stick.
Yes.
She had a spirit stick in her bedroom, and so I was messing around with it, and I dropped the spirit stick, and then guess what happened?
What?
My fifth grade boyfriend broke up with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I dropped the spirit stick.
No.
Yeah. What you get?
You should have hit him with it.
I should have.
Yep.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Podcast.
You got a situation where Garrett is working from home right now. You're getting over COVID, and your girlfriend Brianna is right behind you in bed. You're in your room.
Yes.
You're in her room, actually. And you
I'm in my room.
Oh, you're in your room?
She's at his house.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes.
So he's over there at the rat castle, and Garrett's got a rat problem, and she's behind you, and occasionally we hear her snoring in the background if you listen carefully.
Uh-huh.
Now,
does she know that we've heard this, Garrett?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
My apologies.
I'm sorry, Brianna.
Is she awake right now?
Okay, Brianna, I love you and I'm sorry. A study captured the sound of a black hole that is 250 million light years away. They had pitch this sound up to hear it because the actual sound is over 50 octaves lower than the bottom note on a piano.
How did they get to this hole?
Save something. All right, so here's... Here is what it sounds like. Sounds like driving over a rumble strip.
Sounds horrifying.
Yeah,
it does.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
Something straight out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
Which, you know, occasionally, when we talk to Garrett in the background, sometimes we hear... So that's kind of sounds like her snoring. Don't get mad.
Wait, is that what it sounds like?
Just a little bit.
I want to know. I got lots of questions about that. I question that.
About black holes?
Yeah. How did they get that sound? It's so far away. Who's there? Who held the microphone?
Yeah, they just stuck a microphone in.
There's a whole article about how they did it.
Yeah. I'll have to read that and
scope it
out.
Because I thought you couldn't hear anything in space.
Well, yeah, the article explains how... Let me pull it up for
please,
you.
Please.
Okay. I got so many dang questions. Let me find it.
My goodness, don't get so testy with us.
I'm gonna listen to Brianna snore.
Amanda's got a lot going on today, so
okay.
She's got
I've
a lot
got the answer.
Mind.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm waiting.
Well, turn that down.
Astronomers created the audible sound by recording the pressure waves that the black hole sent through the cluster's hot gas. I knew you were going to laugh at hot gas. Yeah. Go ahead, laugh.
Can you
at
imagine
it.
If we recorded that one's hot gas?
We have it.
In their original form, those waves cannot be heard by the human ear, so scientists extracted the sound waves and scaled them up by 57 and 58 octaves.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. Who paid for that?
I can have garbanzo beans and save them hours of work.
Exactly.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Podcast.
Love Shake Shack. They will wait in
that
line.
Oh, I love Shake Shack.
You're one of those
It's
people.
My favorite burger place.
I've never had a burger from Shake Shack.
What?
Really?
Oh, my God. They have such good burgers. Are you for real?
See, what had happened was I was staying at the Mall of America, and I was drinking, and I went to Shake Shack and ordered the mushroom burger, thinking it was actual mushroom burger, and it
was
just...
a portobello mushroom.
Yeah!
There's a Shake Shack 5 minutes from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garrett and I have been to it for lunch before.
Shake it. Yeah, do they open for breakfast?
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
Oh, there now. Why bring them up? Because they have teamed up with a fragrance company. And I can't pronounce the name of this.
Oh, God.
All right. Don't try.
What?
Where is it? A-P-O-T-H, second sentence. A-P-O-T.
Apotheke?
Sure.
Yep. Apothic?
Them.
I mean, it's definitely like apothecary, but it doesn't have... Yeah. It just has K-E
you don't need the name.
No, they teamed up with Difficult Fragrance Company, and they say the burger one smells like, quote, Garrett, a bite of Shack Burger in the spring air.
In the spring air specifically.
I guess, had
what does
you
that
left,
mean?
Exactly. Had you left out the spring air, I'd be on board, but that confuses me. The other one, Shake and Fries, includes, quote, notes of salty, crispy, crinkle-cut fry and a creamy, indulgent milkshake.
Interesting.
What flavor?
We don't know.
That's a good question, Garrett.
Also, if you light it, will all the boys show up in your yard? We don't know. Hello.
That was stupid.
The candle is available... as a set for $42 at the difficultfragrancewhatever.com. So that's where that's at.
They don't sell these at actual Shake Shacks?
No, which always angers me when you hear
these
things. You know what? Make it available at the drive-thru. What's the point?
Well, most Shake Shacks I don't think have drive-thrus.
You know what? Cut a hole in the side of your building so I can
pour it.
You just walk in and you say, I'm here to shake it.
Shake it.
You know what? Make it available in the parking lot. But wait, there's more Dallas.
All right, there's a Tennessee couple. Julie and Jimmy Johnson of Benton, Tennessee. Usually their three dogs sleep in the bed with them. But on May 1st, something was a little different. They woke up absolutely normal to wake up, and one of the dogs, you know, was in the bed with us. But this time, it was just a little problem. One of the dogs did not belong to them.
Oh, how'd it get there?
They do not know.
What?
They do not know how the dog got in the house. The dog is named Nayla. And appeared to be right at home in the photos she posted. And the dog was just like all sprawled out on their bed.
Aww.
Like,
aww.
I am here. I'm here to stay. But her mom was on the way to get her. They have no idea how she got there. They have no idea how she got in the house. But the lady, the owner, lived in their neighborhood. But somehow Nayla found their house and said, oh, this bed looks good. I think I'll sleep in it.
Super cute when it's a dog. Extremely creepy when it's a person.
Yeah, not so
okay,
much.
Now I got to tell you, if I woke up and there was a stranger in my bed, I would poke them in the eye.
I don't think I would be able to really panic. I would panic.
Good morning, Dallas.
Poke in the eye right there. But wait, there's more, Amanda.
All right, I saw this story yesterday, and I'm really excited to tell you about it, but I don't know anything about legal jarring. Is that the word?
Jargon.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about legal stuff, so I'm going to try my hardest to get this story right. There might be some details missing because I don't know. Anyways, a woman, she lives in Washington, and she recently won a $125,000 settlement because she has been in a 3-year battle in court over her cat, Miska, because somebody in her neighborhood was complaining about Miska running around the neighborhood like a normal cat does, walking into people's yards, checking out what's going on in other neighbors' houses. And she had gotten, Miska's owner, had gotten $30,000 in fines over the years because somebody kept complaining to the local animals service people, the animal shelter, about her cat. And she was like, there are no laws in this county that say my cat can't roam around on its own. Well, guess what? They did some digging. Her lawyer went and said, I'm going to find out who's been complaining. And you'll never guess who it was.
Who?
Her neighbor is the manager of the regional animal services of that county. And he was the one that was putting in all the complaints on her cat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
she's
her lawyer,
doing cat stuff.
Yeah. Just it wasn't like the cat was messing with their plants or anything. It just was walking around the neighborhood. So she sued it.
She won. That cat got a $125,000 settlement from it.
I love it.
And all
it.
Is well.
It's a rich cat.
I know. Dang. I like it.
Does that get put in a trust fund? I know you're not a lawyer. That's, wow.
Can you imagine you win $125,000 because your cat was just roaming around the neighborhood?
That's a lot of meow money.
You're right. Ooh, but wait, there's more.
This man proposed right after his engagement ring survived a car fire. His name is Myers. He was on a road trip with his high school sweetheart, who was named Brooklyn. They were driving in their rental car through Tennessee this past Monday when they heard a loud pop. So they pulled over to inspect the vehicle and realized that their car was on fire. They think that the coolant reservoir blew and shot the hood up and spewed fluid everywhere. And that's
save that.
Went up in flames.
That'll do it.
Save that.
This car is on fire.
They made it out safely, along with their friend who was also in the vehicle. But Myers realized that the engagement ring was still in the burning car. So when the fire crew arrived, they found it engulfed in flames. After they extinguished it, Myers' friend quietly asked the firefighters to go look for the ring, and surprisingly, they found it practically untouched.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's so great.
Diamonds.
And Myers, he took that as a sign to propose just on the spot, or just right there.
I would have said
on
yes.
The
and the and smoldering the ring gave her third-degree burns, and she went to the ER and told him no.
No, she said yes.
Okay. Y'all, I can't believe no one has said it. I'm going to have to say it.
What?
It was say a it. Ring of fire.
Oh, my God.
You're right. Why didn't we think of it?
What did you?
It was right there.
Sorry, it was right there.
Right there. Right there. Right
I mean, someone
look,
had to
right
say it.
Right under your nose.
Right under your nose. I fell into a burning ring of fire.
In your ears and on demand. Kincaid and Dallas.
Talk about a serious My Little Secret. The clock is counting down. I remember how it felt. I didn't have cold feet, though, like you do. Your feet are in a deep freeze. Good morning and welcome. Are you okay?
No, you're right. They are kind of in a deep freeze. Or dried ice or something. I don't know. Okay, listen. So I'm supposed to get married in 2 weeks, and which should be exciting, but I can't stop. Every time I think about it, I get physically nauseous.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, yeah.
Girl.
Are you worried about the wedding itself, the ceremony, guests coming, people not getting along, the seating chart, whether the caterer is going to have shrimp that's spoiled? What are you worried about?
No, I'm not a bridezilla. It's totally like, I'm scared because he's like, I don't know. The more and more I think about it, it's like, I'm physically nauseous. Like, I'm not pregnant, so let's be clear. But he said, as soon as we get married, I have to get off birth control. And like, he wants to have kids, like, right away. Like, no, that's okay. Not, like, he's talking about the future, and I haven't even, like, we haven't even had any life together, you know? What
yeah.
I mean? We haven't had any life together, and he's talking about just what he's like saying, like, oh, we'll settle down. I don't want to settle down.
Girl, stop right there. You need to hang this phone up with us, and you need to go talk to him right now. You got to get out of this because your heart ain't in it.
No.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
That you have changed your mind, that you do not want to get married and have kids right away. Maybe you don't want to call the marriage off completely, but you guys need to sit down and y'all need to talk about some stuff.
Or maybe you need to park outside a daycare center and see if it's something that you could get excited about
Kincaid.
And buy a Sprinter van and just
Stop.
Hope for the best. No, no, I'm with
That's
Dallas.
That's awful. I'm not joking here. This
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
It's
awful. I'm sorry.
I will tell you, I was engaged to a man that I loved dearly, and he was so adamant about he wanted to have 4 kids, and I didn't want any kids. And, I mean, I had to break the engagement off.
And then Garrett found somebody else.
That is exactly what I'm feeling like. It's and why didn't we discuss this before? Like,
that's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
This was a conversation.
Yes.
The fact that this sort of never came up, and you guys, how long have you two been together? How long have you been engaged? It feels like this has not been a long time if that conversation sort of never happened.
Exactly. Well, it's longer than you think. We've been together 3 years, so this stuff should have come up. You know what I mean? Like, this is not something you just spring up. I don't know. I just don't like the way he's talking. It makes me feel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't like the fact that he said, when we get married, you need to come off. First of all, he didn't need to be telling you what you need to do.
And also, exactly. I see him as being like a super impulsive person where he then says, oh, and you know what? My mom's going to stay with us for a bit. Hope that's cool. Because, yeah. You know.
I think you're totally right. Like, he probably, now that he said, like, oh, you're going to get off birth control as soon as we're married. Like, he probably would do that.
Do you two live together? Would.
No.
I can tell that you don't live. Yeah. I was going to say, slowly start packing up your belongings, yeah. But.
Girl, I'm telling you, you have got to 86 this today.
Yeah, cancel it.
Today.
Donate that food. If it's already paid for and you won't get it, you give it to a shelter, send it to us. I love me some shrimp and I'll eat all of it in one sitting. Good luck with everything. Listen. Yeah. Maybe talk to a couple other people you're super close to, but I'm feeling like he's not the right one for you, and this is a giant. We're seeing the future, and it's frightening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Podcast.
Tell me.
Uh-oh.
Amanda sort of got it right with her guest yesterday.
Yes, I knew it!
Oh, my gosh!
I knew it!
I was on Instagram, and I'm scrolling, and this happened. Mm. I'm scrolling, and I go, oh, who's that?
You thought your sister was hot?
No, it's worse.
Your mother.
My sister posted a throwback picture of my mom in a bikini on Mother's Day.
Oh my gosh, and you thought your mom was hot? Oh.
Did you tell Cheryl?
No.
Call
that
her.
That is hilarious.
No.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? Scott was on the outside yesterday cutting the grass on the other side of the fence near the road, and I forgot that he was out there. And sort of the same thing happened.
You were like, oh, who's that?
Well, actually, I looked out there and I thought, well, who in the heck is in my yard?
Oh, no.
And it was Scott.
A sexy stranger.
Okay, this isn't the first time you've done this.
No, it was my cousin. That was my cousin at a wedding.
That was your cousin.
Yep.
You do this pretty often.
I didn't realize.
I want to see this picture. I haven't seen this picture. Okay.
Are you calling Meredith or your mom?
No, my mom. My sister has the flu.
Oh, that stinks.
Okay.
Your mom might be asleep.
We are not available now.
My mom's answering machine.
Please leave your name and phone number.
I love it that she has an answering machine. I love it. Call. And she has a landline.
Mom, I didn't tell you, but on Mother's Day, I stopped scrolling when I saw that picture of the girl in the swimsuit, and it was you, but I didn't know it was you at first.
Yeah, but he thought you were hot.
Hot mama.
Do you have the picture? I want to see it.
Okay,
I want to give a level of hotness here.
Yeah. Right. Hurry up before we get kicked off.
My hands are shaking. Hold on.
Oh, good Lord.
All you have to do is search your sister's name.
I forgot her name. Hang on.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
Hey, Cheryl. Oh, my gosh.
You mean that picture of me?
Yes.
Listen, but Kincaid didn't realize it was you, and he was like,
was
who
first.
Is that? He thought you were hot, and it was his mom. I love that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Holy cow, Cheryl. Wow.
Mom, can I post this picture on our Kincaid and Dallas social media, please? Is that okay?
Look at you.
Goodbye, you goobers.
Is that a yes?
You goobers.
All right, love you, Mom.
This, Amanda?
No.
Bye.
Oh, Cheryl.
Gosh.
No, she does not want to talk about that picture. She was so mad at my sister.
That is a great picture.
I know,
wow.
I'll post it.
She didn't tell you that you could post it.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
She did, though. She called me a goober. She didn't say no.
Yeah, that doesn't mean no. Yeah. You got to say no.
Unless it's a verbal yes, it's a no.
Uh-uh. You got to read between the lines.
Oh, no. I don't know what to do now. Do I post it? Do I not?
I'll post it. Yeah. What's she going to do? Get mad at you? She does that all the time. I mean, what's new, pussycat?
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, that happened. And it just was like that moment of just shame of just.
That's so funny. I love that.
I don't love any of it.
I love that you admitted it.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
I just don't like it. Has that ever happened to you where you're like, oh, look. Oh. Family member! If you're willing to tell us, and you're willing to tell us who that was.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I had two cousins that used to date.
Barry and Larry?
Barry and Larry would be brothers.
Yeah, they're brothers. No, right, this guy lived in Alabama, and the cousin lived in Texas. And when she would come home, they would hook up every time, and they were first cousins.
You just told us a story yesterday of another pair of first cousins.
Yeah, no, but that was the guy that I knew. This is like people in my family, and we all knew it was happening.
So common.
I know. It's Alabama, baby. What can I say? It's where I grew up.
Okay, so.
Is Garrett here?
Oh, hello, oh Garrett. Gosh. Oh, hey, Garrett.
Have y'all not been hearing me this entire time? Oh, my. I'm
Garrett.
Going back to bed. Oh, my God.
Garrett, have you ever seen an old picture of your mother and thought, wow, look at her?
No, what? Because I know what my mom looks like.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about when she was 17, 18 years old.
I know what my mom
like
looks like when she's 17.
Yeah, and she, your mother's
my mom
still
looks
gorgeous.
Like she when she was 17.
She is.
Yeah. Amanda's mother is still hot.
Did you accidentally stare at either a relative or a picture of your relative? Call us here, please.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
One of the most...
sad music. Why are you playing such sad music?
Because I stopped and paused on a picture of an attractive woman on Insta who happened to be my mom in a throwback picture my sister posted.
But she looks great.
So much wrong, though. It didn't even look like her, though, right?
No, it does not at all. No.
Thank you. But still... Do I have a type, and is my type my mom?
I got to tell you, you know who it reminds me of?
Who?
That Mondragon woman you love.
Is Dr. Brenda Mondragon?
Yeah.
Is she really Dr. Brenda Mondragon? Garrett,
maybe
help
so.
Me here. Garrett.
You're on your own on this one.
Oh, Garrett. You like her, too. All right. Let's grab line one real quick. Hi, good morning. Who were you staring at who ended up being a relative? Hi. Hi there, it's you. Who was this in your family?
Well, it was actually on social media. My brother was going through social media on Instagram, and I guess it was a picture of me and my friends. But for some reason, he didn't recognize me. He was like, damn, who's that? And I looked at him so disgusted. I was like, what is wrong with you?
We
kind of looked at each other terribly.
Were you, I mean, it was disgusting, but is part of you a little flattered? In a weird way?
No, not even. I mean, I look exactly like how I looked 2-3 years ago. I mean, it was like a recent picture.
Oh, no.
That's so funny.
That's the terrible part. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. Kincaid in Dallas, good morning. Who was this in your family that you were staring at in a picture without realizing at first it was them? Hello. Who's line two, Amanda?
Hello?
Hold on.
It was not
either. Oh, hi. Good morning. So, wait, hold on. Your mom was staring at who? Or you were staring at your mom?
No, no. We pulled out a photo album, me and some of my friends, and I had some guy friends with me, and I saw my dad with this really hot, good-looking brunette, long legs, long brown chocolate lush hair, wearing a blousy shirt off the shoulders with a skirt, had some bangles on her arms, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is like a gypsy. This is like a hobby. Who is this? And the people of my father. So, of course, I'm angry looking for this woman. I go to my mother, and I'm like, who is this with dad? She's like, oh, babe, that was me. I'm like, that is not you, mom.
You thought your mom was a trollop.
There was life before kids.
I thought my dad was seeing a gypsy, and come to find out, she was a gypsy at a Halloween party, apparently way too much to drink.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You know, what you kids don't know is mommy was loosey-goosey at one time.
Apparently so.
She's just having a good time.
Yeah, things we just, you know what? Things we don't want to know. It's I'm going to be honest with you. When they have us, the fun needs to stop. And the past needs
so
to,
terrible.
And the past needs to be erased.
There
and all
is,
the pictures need to go away.
Yep.
There is a Clay Walker song, and it's I don't know. It's one of his cuts off of an album, and it's the name of the song is "Before She Was Mama."
Oh, no.
And he and his brother, or he and his friends, they find this box of old photos in the song,
man.
And they're like, "Oh my gosh, Mama's smoking marijuana. Mama's hot in a bikini." Yeah, it's just it's such a great song, but it goes along those same exact lines that what you just said.
I feel nauseous. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. It takes a lot to admit that you've done that.
Well, I mean, there is life. Moms had lots of lives going on, lots of stuff happening in their life before they became moms.
I just don't like that you made the comparison between her and that lady from YouTube I watched, Dr. Mondragon.
That's who she reminds me of in that picture.
What? Who is it? Freud? Is it Sigmund Freud that says?
Yeah.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep. There it is. Exactly.
Right,
I think it's the breast.
I need to go use the restroom and throw up. I'll be right back.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Podcast.
Garrett, you've had a grease fire in your home, have you not?
A grease fire?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
What happened when you stopped the smoke detector from working? What was that?
Oh, my brother had just left something in the pan. It wasn't a grease fire.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought that's what it was. A woman was cooking on Twitch. Twitch is that site you can post a bunch of different videos, a lot of live things. It was mainly a gaming site, but now people do anything. I mean, there's a lot of things on Twitch. You can see people woodworking. There's a ton of stuff on Twitch. So this woman's cooking. Well, guess what happened? Grease fire.
Uh-oh.
So instead of... Okay, here, just listen to what she did. And by the way, the alarms you hear, it's not your car.
Oh, God. I don't know what to do, guys. I don't know what to do. Help! 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 I don't know what to do, you guys. Guys, I don't know what to do. Help! Help! I don't have a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Flour, baking soda. Anything like that. No water.
No, that's bad.
No water.
Don't put water on it. But at the very least, cookie sheet over the top of the pan, right?
Something. Yeah, cover it.
Was she
with someone?
Or no, she...
I love how she's just yelling help. Like, the people online are like, what are we going to do about it?
I think she's screaming at her chat.
Yeah, jump in the chat. Tell
me
what to do.
That's what I mean. Is like, what?
What are they going to do?
Right.
Garrett, there's 13 more seconds of her.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There's literally...
Okay.
Garrett,
first of all, if you're going to be doing some kind of cooking like that and you're going to put it on social media, you need to have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen.
What? Yes.
There is one under my sink. It stays under my sink. If you do any kind of cooking in the kitchen, you need a fire extinguisher.
Oh, there's 10 more seconds.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell
you. I don't know what to do.
I don't want to hear that anymore.
Her kitchen should just burn down.
Oh. I just didn't want to hear it.
The amount of time that she spent screaming about not knowing what to do.
She could have Googled
what to do.
Yeah, she really could have.
Yeah, she was being a little...
She got lucky, and the fire did not spread.
Well, thank
goodness.
Well, she got very...
Did it just eventually die out, or
did
she...
That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
Let this be a lesson to you. First of all, Garrett, have a working smoke detector. Secondly, have a fire extinguisher. I've got both an extinguisher, and I bought this fire blanket you can throw over something that smothers it. Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Scattered, smothered, and covered.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
Well, time for the show.
What's that with the delay?
Garrett, you're off.
Oh, Garrett.
Hey, it sounded good in my headphones.
That's all that matters. If it sounds great in your bedroom, that's the best thing we could possibly have. This is a really random question, but I don't really appreciate the sunroof in my car. It just kind of came with it. I'm not a sunroof person, but anybody who gets a car, you always get that one person like my mom. You've got to get a sunroof.
Oh, I love a sunroof.
Well, I loved it till I had a tree branch fall through my sunroof the other day.
I love sunroofs. I love convertibles. I have a soft top Jeep. But I hardly ever let the top back. But that's the only kind of Jeep that I would own.
Yeah. Just to have the option.
Exactly. Because when I want it, I want it. I got to look good.
About once a month, I open it. I try to reconvince myself that it's what I want, but I hate it. I don't like it. I don't want the bugs. I don't want to hear people. My music sounds different with the sunroof open.
Yeah, I am a windows down kind of gal.
Yeah. I just like being encapsulated in my vehicle, I think.
Of course
you
do.
With all of your farts.
Exactly. You sniff.
You know what?
Just marinating.
Amanda, you're not wrong. Like, why waste the goodness on others? So I'm asking you this morning, the show wants to know, at least me, did you have something fall through your sunroof? And what was it? They'd been trimming the trees, I think, and it was the end of a branch. It was just the tip.
It's better than bird poop.
Thankfully, could you imagine? Nice big yawn. Dallas.
God.
Okay. Along those same lines, I want to know if you had your sunroof open or your top back on your Jeep or your convertible, and something really important got sucked out of your car. And you had to turn around and go back and get it.
Oh, your tax return.
Yeah, your tax return or a ticket you were supposed to pay that you haven't paid, or a receipt or money or something. Yeah, something very important.
A lottery ticket.
Something that got sucked out and you had to go back and search for it and find it.
I have a question about police dogs.
Okay.
Actually, I have multiple questions about police dogs because... I just went down a rabbit hole of things I needed to know about police dogs. But my original question for it was, I saw a video the other day of a police dog doing its last, like, thing, so it was retiring.
Yes.
And so my original question was, how do y'all decide, like, when it's time? If the dog isn't hurt or anything like that, obviously, right. Like, how do y'all decide when it's time for it to retire? Is it an age thing? Is it whatever? And then my other questions were just a rabbit hole of who lives with, does he live at the station when he retires? Does he go home with an officer? Who gets to pick that one? Is it the officer that's always with the police? I got too many. What if multiple officers want the police dog?
We need a canine unit. Canine unit, please.
I got too many questions about police dogs.
You said that, Garrett's heart just fell on the floor.
Oh, God. No. Stay away from my car.
Garrett.
Show wants to know.
So my girlfriend recently picked up a new hobby. She is learning how to crochet. And, you know, it's her first little crocheting project, and it's, you know, not turning out perfectly, so she's being kind of hard on herself. But that inspired me to ask the question. I want to know if there's anybody listening right now who has ever picked up a new hobby and you were just a natural at it. You nailed it the first go around. You know, like you're so good without even trying.
That's so interesting. And just everyone gets jealous too, especially if you're part of a group or a group. Y'all do this. Like the people who drink while they paint and you're Pablo Picasso and everyone hates you going.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'll tell you one, golf. Like people that just pick up a club for the first time and smack it out of the park, and you're like, oh,
that's insane.
What? You've never played? No, I don't play.
So if any of these resonate with you, you're the expert. This is something we can't Google because the show wants to know and you lived it. So give us a call here. Thanks to Precision Heating and Air. Excuse me. Wow. That hurt. I got that feeling
bit your lip.
No, worse. I got the feeling of water in my nose, like going underwater.
What?
But yeah.
What?
Yeah,
what?
But I'm not. But I'm
drowning
fine.
Are you okay?
I'm drowning.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
Okay, show wants to know, Kincaid and Dallas. In case you're brand new to the show wants to know is basically, yeah, you can Google these things, but you've got firsthand experience, and it's so much more exciting to hear it from you than reading it from Google.
Oh, that's what we love.
That's what we love the most. We love it. And so that's what Show Wants to Know is hearing about these experiences that you had. Good morning and welcome to our show, Chloe. You have mine. Something fell into your sunroof of your vehicle. What was it that fell in your sunroof?
Yes. My younger sister and her friend, we had a pool in the backyard, and right when it would open, there would be like dead rodents or something in there. Well, her and her friend thought it would be funny to put a dead rodent on my sunroof, and when I opened it, it fell straight into my lap.
Oh, no.
My gosh.
Oh,
no.
And who did you hit with your car?
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know.
Girl, I bet you needed a pee towel.
Yeah, was there like a little problem after that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, called my mom. I was like, you need to do something about this because,
Oh, my gosh. That's disgusting.
Chloe, what you just experienced or you talked about experiencing, that's what Garrett gets every time he walks in his closet.
Ooh.
It's true.
Yep.
Oh, no.
It's true, and there's nothing funny about
that. No, there isn't. No.
Rats are not funny.
Now you can laugh. I hear you laughing now, but that's, wow, siblings at their best on the sunroof on him falling in your car. That's awful. Can you imagine?
No, I cannot.
Gross.
Oh,
I'm
my gosh.
Not to.
Chloe, thank you for the visual. I so appreciate you. Have a great rodent-free weekend. Remy, first of all, I love your name. It's Kincaid in Dallas. Appreciate you listening. What is it that you were calling about and Show Wants to Know this morning?
So I picked up crochet like last year. And now I own an Etsy shop.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, that's
cool.
Look at you.
I'm just turned 14.
Oh my gosh.
That's incredible.
Rock on.
That is amazing. Good for you.
What's your Etsy shop called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Etsy shop is Remy Rain Originals.
Oh, cute.
I love it. It's so much fun.
That is fantastic.
Remy, so theoretically, you can make my dream come true. Every once in a while, we get a chill. And I've talked about having a shawl for years. You could make a shawl that says y'all, and I can have a y'all shawl.
Yes, that's amazing.
Remy, go ahead and DM me, and we'll make this happen.
Listen,
I'll pay you.
If it's going to be a y'all shawl, it needs to be big enough that we all can get in it.
Oh, yeah, we need a four-person y'all shawl.
Yeah, so then you'd have a y'all shawl that you wrapped around all of us, so it'd be y'all in the shawl.
Our y'all
shawl.
We need a y'all blanket. Remy, that is so cool. Good for you.
Yeah,
I'm
Remy,
so proud of you.
That's so cool.
That's
that is
awesome.
Cool. And send us your the page to your Etsy. We want to see it.
Yeah, we're going to buy stuff for real. Remy, you're the best. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Dallas@newcountry1015.com.
Yeah, or you can do it on like Facebook or Instagram.
Either one.
Yeah, all of it. Thank you so much. That's so cool.
Thanks, Remy.
Billy, good morning. You've got the opposite of mine. This is Dallas's question. Something important flew out of your vehicle.
Got sucked out.
Uh-oh. Hopefully, what, Billy? You
there? Billy?
He's there.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't call my name. I apologize.
Oh, it's okay. Billy, what flew out of your car?
Yes, sir. It was the day before our wedding, and I had everything. I had the airline tickets, reservation for the hotel, everything you can think of, and I had it in a white envelope stuck between the middle console and me, and we were running around a curve, me and a buddy of mine, and it went straight up, out, flew back so fast that we both looked at each other, stopped, got out, started looking for it, and we're so close to the horse park in Conyers that every time a rider would go by on a horse, it was like 30 of them while we're looking for it. And I had to like retell the story to each one. And my buddy said, Billy, are you going to find this, or are you going to tell the story to every rider?
Well, but when you're out on the side of the road looking for something like that, people want to know what you're looking for.
Yeah, we couldn't have looked any dumber than we did, I promise. I found about half of what I needed, so it wasn't good.
And So you've been single ever since?
It goes in a glove box, it gets locked, it gets shut, nothing ever is loose again.
Yeah.
So how did that work out? How did you tell your bride-to-be that this happened?
Oh, I pretty much came up with some crazy stories.
My little secret is.
She's listening now going, what?
I had a poop open 1,000 times and nothing's ever went out.
Wow.
Unreal. Dang. That one time, the most important.
Yeah, the most important things that you could have.
For the most important day of your life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we're fixing to celebrate 30 years. So.
Yeah.
Oh,
Billy,
that's awesome.
Billy, I didn't want to date your anniversary, but you said airline tickets, which I'm like, airline tickets? I haven't seen a ticket in so long, but that makes a lot of sense, man. I'm glad it all worked out. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you. Show wants to know, which means this is the last question. It's Amanda's. Emma Lynn, good morning. You know all about how police dogs work.
Hi, good morning. I do. My ex-husband is a canine handler. Okay. And he retired his dog. His name is Storm. And they retire them at age and how much work they've done, meaning how many drug busts they've done, how many chases they've done, things like that.
So even if they're not that old, but they've done a lot of stuff, they'll still retire them?
They will. Yeah, they will. Yep, he's a Belgian Malinois.
Oh, love those.
Oh, my. Yes.
And how do they know that it's time to stop working and that they're retired? I'm sure they still, like, they're in that mindset. They're always looking for something. And then someone who's, you know.
Right. You take them out on a walk, and then they're like, that person I just passed.
Exactly.
Smells like drugs.
They do monthly trainings with them. And sometimes they get tired. And if they do their monthly trainings, they get slower.
Oh, that makes us, you just kind of, okay, you get them used to something else. Yeah. It's a whole new game for them. I understand. How interesting. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Have a great day. Thank you. I so wanted to know why he was her ex, but I didn't want to pry.
Well, that's a good thing because it's really none of your business.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, we talked about yesterday. Who'd you want to end up with for the rest of your, remember that conversation?
Yes.
Think he chose the other? Think he chose not the girl, but the dog?
Well, the dog is with a canine holder.
That's what I'm saying.
I do know that.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Podcast.
Okay. You know how we stop the show? I'll have a repressed memory. You'll have a story about growing up in Alabama.
Right.
I understand that. A bride stopped her wedding. Would you like to hear why?
Gosh.
Would you like to hear why this happened?
Yes.
All right.
Pause for a moment. I just realized when I got up to the end of the aisle that I'm missing half of my dress. Maybe I could put it on now. I'm not kidding. Two nights ago, I had a dream that I did this, that I walked down the aisle without it. I'm sure you guys have never been to a wedding like this before. Okay, we can resume.
I actually saw this video, and I got to tell you, the dress didn't look bad at all without the part forgot to put on.
The dress is like this. You just take it off at the reception, so she was going to take it off later anyways, but she forgot to put it on for the ceremony.
It looked good both ways.
Yeah, it did look good.
That happens so often. There was a big to-do about Aaron's veil for my wedding, this whole thing. We got to get it. It's a family heirloom. Where is it? Okay. A cousin had to send it or something. It was a whole thing, and In the end, guess who forgot to wear it down the aisle?
Oh, gosh. After all that.
After all that.
Aaron forgot to wear the veil?
Yeah. And then we're walking. I remember that, like, we'd gotten it done. I had such a feeling. The minute the ceremony was over, it felt like you just finally got your driver's license from the DMV and your plates on the same day. And you had completed every task you ever, like, procrastinated. This huge weight off my shoulder. I felt so great. I felt like I was walking on a cloud. I've never felt like that since. I just felt such a sense of relief and happiness. And I look over, and she's got this horrified look on her face. She's like, I didn't wear the veil. I didn't wear the veil. I'm like, baby, we just got married.
It's okay.
They're going to hate me. Oh, I'm like, it's your day. It's the worst day. I'm like, oh, wonderful. Great. And so it begins.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Curious about your wedding. For the rehearsal dinner, you know, that's always on the groom's parents. What did Cheryl buy? What did she pay for?
Yeah, what was the food like at the rehearsal?
Did she say,
all right,
now Kincaid.
You know how she just stopped the wedding? Well,
stop the show.
Yeah.
It was a little different as far as the finances went for that whole thing.
Because you paid for it.
It's just a little different.
Okay.
Mama didn't pay
for it then.
A little different. There was help, but just a little different. So a lot of the decisions were made without question. So
well, if you pay for it yourself, you don't have to ask any questions. You do what you want to if mom and daddy ain't involved.
And we did.
There you go.
Was there shrimp?
Let me tell you.
Are you kidding? They probably had it by the ocean and just Amanda, netted them out, right out of there.
We got married at the aquarium at the Minnesota Zoo.
Told you.
And let me tell you.
Just pulling the shrimp out of
the funniest thing ever was this huge, I mean, it was the biggest bowl of shrimp on ice you'd ever seen pre-peeled in your life.
Oh my gosh. And this thing, I bet you made yourself sick.
Okay, I'll get to that in a second, but here's the thing. Okay, this thing was placed right in front of the shark tank. These poor sharks, we taunted them.
They wanted to eat some, too.
They were swimming by this thing like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, here's the thing, all right? We planned and planned and planned. Any couple getting married knows this, Dallas. And you plan and you plan and you plan. We got pulled around in so many different directions. I think I had one bite of food the whole night.
Oh, my gosh, you paid for all that shrimp and you didn't eat it?
No. No.
Oh, no wonder you eat so fast.
Yeah, because they might take it away from you. You might get pulled over to talk to a cousin. That's why I eat so fast. Oh, that would be the end of today's show. Want to hear more Kincaid in Dallas? Go ahead and go back and search the other hundreds of shows we've put up in the past. Yes, relive the past. We appreciate you listening. And make sure you join us on the radio for a brand new show tomorrow or Monday morning if it's the weekend.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.